Hello everyone, this is Emily Rose and you are listening to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories from around the globe. I want to thank all of you for the wonderful feedback on our last episode about small ropes. And today, I have another compelling one for you. It is ironic though that it has to do with a father and his two sons. Although the moral of the story had everything to do with the sons more than the dad. As a little girl, I grew up in a household where my dad told us scary stories as well as folk tale. So storytelling for us was our favorite pastime because you see, there were no televisions, no cell phones, and certainly no social media. I discovered as I grew up that storytelling was not unique to my country, but across the Caribbean and the African diaspora, I understood that storytelling was one of every family's favorite pastime. Today, I cannot get enough of a story. So if you have one that you want to share with me, just let me know on our social media page. Today, the story is entitled, Be Careful What You Build. And I hope you will glean a great deal from the underlining lessons. The story goes that a couple had two sons, and when the boys were about 10 years old, their mom passed away, and their dad decided he would not remarry, but instead he pledged to do everything within his power to raise his boys to become productive, honorable young men. That would include making sure that these boys learn a trade, even if it was his trade, which is that of a builder. Years passed, the boys graduated from elementary school and went off to high school and became master builders just like their father. We noticed in the story that these boys were raised in a modest home but seemed very content with everything that their dad provided for them. So as dad aged, he realized that he wanted to leave a legacy for his sons, and he decided to give each one enough money to build a house. However, he gave no further instructions about this building matter. Both boys got out their money and went off to have plans drafted and set off to purchasing the materials to begin their construction. The younger son chose a house site near to a lake, and the older chose a site near to a hillside, which wasn't very far away from his brother. Now, as the construction was taking place, people could notice that the older brother was buying the least expensive materials to do his building, and that he was taking a number of shortcuts. But they would not say anything to him because, of course, he's a master builder. The younger one, instead, he hired helpers and made sure that he got the best materials to build his house. And soon, everyone could see the walls going up, and the floors to the house was all in. About a month passed, and it seemed the boys were in a race to see who would finish their house first and whose house was going to be the prettiest. Now, the funny thing about all of this is that their dad never once visited either of the home site. And the boys wondered about it, but they didn't ask why. Within about 6 months, both homes were completed, and the younger in his finishing decided he would manicure his yard and put a beautiful garden in front. The older seemed equally pleased with his work and went on to erect a concrete fence around his house and poured concrete in the yard. Now, it was almost time for them to report to their dad, and they both decided they would want to do that at a local restaurant, which they actually did. And when they got finished eating, their dad asked for a tour. They proceeded to each house. They completed their tour, and the dad seemed pleased with the work that each son had done, and mostly from the outside. The sons then locked their doors and handed their father the keys to each house. To their amazement, though, he returned each key, telling the boys the house they had just finished building were now their own. The younger brother seemed happy and expressed a great deal of gratitude to his dad. The older son hung his head in shame and started to cry. His dad asked what was wrong, and he told his dad what he had done. His dad turned to him and said, "Son, always remember to be careful what you build, because you might have to live in it." Now, that statement stuck with me from the day I heard this story, and I hope it is also a statement that will resonate with you for as long as you can remember. So, my friends, I don't know about you, but for me, this story is equivalent to building one's life. Because you see, in many ways, preparing for life is almost like building a house. With few exceptions, we are the builders of our lives, and whatever we put in during the construction is what we will have to live with. I remember having a neighbor years ago who was about 60 or 61, somewhere around there. When I noticed that she was becoming very sickly, I inquired of her how I could help. She turned to me and she said, "Rosie, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would not smoke or drink as much as I did." Eventually, her doctor told her that her condition, he confirmed that her condition, which included frequent bone fractures, was a result of her long-term alcohol and tobacco use. That also stuck with me. If I knew the operative word, phrase, I should say, if I knew I was going to live this long. None of us knows how long we're going to live, so it behooves us to build the best body and life that we can. Now, many of us will never get an opportunity to actually erect a building, but I would imagine everyone has a good idea of what they would want in a house, such as the number of rooms, what you would like that house to look like. And in my case, I would want to ask the builder to ensure that the orientation of that house is conducive to less sunlight. Now, what if all of that was put into your plan for building? And after giving the builder thousands of dollars to build your house, you discovered that not only did he buy the cheapest materials, but he also took shortcuts trying to finish ahead of schedule. I am telling you, I would be fit to be tied. So my question to you, my friend, is if that is the case, why would you give less consideration when it comes to creating a meaningful life? Let's look a little bit at the story again. We will remember that both sons got adequate amount of money to build a decent house. One chose to purchase and utilize the best quality materials. The other not only purchased low-grade material, but he employed shortcuts in the process, not knowing that he would become the new owner. To me, that is a matter of character. When it comes to creating a meaningful life, one's character can be viewed as the foundation of one's life. And just like a house, a foundation is the most important component. Without it, a house is destined to collapse within a couple of years, if not less, especially considering the impact of natural disasters from time to time. So the question is, what are you building your life on? Are you proactive about your mental and physical health? Are you intentional about the relationships you are forming? Are you a trustworthy individual? Or are your plans for life based on proven strategies and procedures or flawed assumptions about life? What about your mindset? Are you opened to new possibilities? Or is your mindset fixed like the concrete in an actual foundation? Any good builder will tell you that laying a good foundation is very crucial. But he will also tell you it isn't easy. In fact, every builder knows that there will be times when trees in the vicinity of the construction and that appeared at first glance to be so beautiful, they may have to be cut down and thrown away. You see, what they learned is that in the grand scheme of things, those trees were only obstructions to having an ideal view of your surroundings or your circumstances. Are you building on a firm foundation? Think about it. Now, another aspect of building, whether it's a house or a meaningful life, has to do with purpose. And that is the purpose for which the building will serve, or the purpose of your life. Purpose in this case could be viewed as the furnishing one would put inside their building. And in the case of a meaningful life, what factors will you deem important to sustain a meaningful life? In the case, and we also know, while it's important to have a foundation, thinking about what wants in a house, what someone wants in their life, is equally important. Because let's face it, who wants to live in a house without good furniture or any furniture at all? And who wants to waste money outfitting a house meant for a business with furniture intended for a residence? So some questions I believe we would all want to consider here would be like, what is important to you? Is it family? Is it money? Is it a career or all three? What are you investing in? Is it people or things? What are you passionate about? What is this one thing that you would wake up every day to do, even if you never got paid for doing it? Answering simple questions like these can go a long way in helping us equip our lives for a fulfilling adventure. And here is the best part about this phase of planning. We can always rethink and change things to ensure that we are on the path towards creating a meaningful life. Now, so far, our conversation involves a lot of thinking and self-talk. But you and I know fully well that talk is cheap. And we also know that no action, no house. And that is a phrase that I read that was used by a builder himself. Now, the same thing goes with wanting a good character or having a purpose in one's life. All of it requires a plan followed by actions, just like it is with building a house. The plan is the schematic that directs every stage of the construction, and it lets you know if things are on track. I know that there are some people who do what's called winging it, but for me, life is too important a journey to have anyone or to even see anyone winging. After all, who wants to get to the end of their life's journey only to discover that they never made adequate preparation and that it is too late to make critical changes? I wouldn't. You see, at this stage of one's life, changing habits and revising goals, while not impossible, can be downright difficult and very time-consuming. A good example of this is waiting to purchase life insurance, especially after age 18. I remember at age 20, and even now, you might be able to find coverage for about $20 per month. But trying to get the same coverage at age 60 and older, you are going to be paying around $75 per month, if not more. And you may also be required to complete a medical exam as well. And that is just one simple example. So here is the takeaway. Creating a meaningful life requires a lot of forethought, a plan, and the execution of that plan. But most importantly, never take shortcuts or choose the least expensive products and factors. This way, you are ensuring that you are going to be building on a firm foundation. Those things are equivalent to what we talk about here in this story. They are equivalent to one's character and finally one's purpose in life. Now, take this to heart. We want to make sure that we remember what our goal is. In this case, the thing to remember is that a completed house or creating a meaningful life was the ultimate goal. So anything less should be unacceptable to you. And in your building, always remember Be careful what you build, because you might have to live in it. I thank you for listening today, and I encourage you to go to our Facebook page and let us know what you think. See you next time.